30 years ago, producer Ishmael Merchant, director James Ivory, and screenwriter Ruth Prower Jabvala began working together. That makes them, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, the longest-running creative partnership in the movie industry. But as film critic Stephen Schiff sees it, they're just now hitting their stride with their new movie, Howard's End.
I've been a doubter over the years. For me, the Merchant Ivory team has always epitomized the worst sort of masterpiece theater movie making. Worthy projects with weighty literary pedigrees, filmed so lifelessly that the pedigree is just about the only thing that comes through. They've been improving lately, of course. Their first E.M. Forster adaptation, A Room with a View, was ragged but sprightly. And their most recent movie, Mr. and Mrs. Bridge, had real style. But nothing they've ever done could have prepared us for the beauty and balance of Howard's End. The novel was Forster's finest, an elegant but elusive story about class conflict and transcendence in England in 1907. It's a tale of two families, the Schlegels, two sisters who are passionate and intellectual and a bit too forward to be considered entirely acceptable, and the Wilcoxes, rich, conventional, and sometimes brutal. Bridging the gap between them is Ruth Wilcox, played by Vanessa Redgrave with an exquisite delicacy that sets the tone for the whole film. Ruth has no more intellectual breadth than the rest of the Wilcoxes, but she does have passion, particularly for the modest country estate she has inherited, Howard's End. Now Ruth is dying, and as she begins to slip away, she strikes up a friendship with Margaret Schlegel, the more level-headed of the two sisters, played by Emma Thompson. At the last minute, she wills Howard's End to Margaret, but the rest of the Wilcoxes won't hear of it. They throw her hastily scrawled will into the fire. Later, the family patriarch, Henry Wilcox, played by Anthony Hopkins, can't help feeling a twinge of guilt. He begins to call on the Schlegels and even to find Margaret unsettlingly attractive. Their relationship grows when, over dinner one night, Margaret tells Henry that she and her sister are about to lose their London apartment. In fact, the problem is driving her out of her mind.
We're nearly demented. Mr. Wilcox, I am demented.
One bit of advice. Fix your district, then fix your price, then don't budge. That's how I got Ducie Street and on it. Well, I shall look around a bit for you.
Would you?
Yes.
Would you really?
Yes.
How kind. But I warn you, the house has not been built that would suit the Schlegel family.
Mm-hmm.
It's no fun trying to help us.
Fun? No, but it's a pleasure and a privilege to do whatever I can for Miss Margaret Schlegel.
Forster, the Wilcoxes and the Schlegels represent the face of England, half businesslike and world-beating, half artistic and scholarly. But Forster realizes that there's another force burbling up underneath those two. England's downtrodden and unfortunate, intelligent, hard-working people whom the class system has frozen out. These so-called lower orders are represented by Leonard Bast, played by Sam West. He's taken up by Margaret's impulsively idealistic younger sister, Helen, played by Helena Bonham Carter, with tragic results. Howard's End unfolds at a stately pace, but as its complications mount, it tightens like a winch. And while the plot and the majestic photography pull you in, so do the most marvelous performances Merchant and Ivory have ever presented. As Henry, Anthony Hopkins creates a magnificent portrait of a predator being gradually softened and sensitized by love. Even more astonishing, though, is Emma Thompson, who brings an uncanny radiance to the role of Margaret. She claims the movie's moral center almost by divine right. In Howard's End, Thompson emerges once and for all from the shadow of her more famous husband, actor-director Kenneth Branagh. And the Merchant Ivory team emerges from 30 years of dogged mediocrity to an unchallenged place in the sun.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.